What do Dynamite, Permission to Dance, and Butter all have in common? They're songs by the K-pop boy band BTS, of course. But listeners will be waiting a while to see the group live again, more than 2 years to be exact. Big Hit, the parent company of BTS, announced last week that all 7 of the band's members will soon enlist in the South Korean military until 2025. Although the group has become an international sensation, they are required by South Korean law to complete at least 18 months of military service. BTS has been creating albums for 9 years and is the best-selling artist South Korea has ever seen. Reaction to the news is mixed among millions of loyal members of the ARMY, BTS's official fan base, however. To find out what this means for listeners worldwide, I chatted with some members of Northwestern's K-pop community to see what they think. Longtime supporter and Weinberg first year Elizabeth Wong says that although some armies are holding out hope for an exemption from service, she feels that the decision is a personal one.
I know a lot of other armies were kind of hopeful, I guess, that BTS would remain exempt. But for me, I always thought of it as a personal decision for the members of BTS. I imagine that they're gonna do what they wanna do. They're gonna do what is like feels right for them. So I felt like I didn't really have an opinion on it.
Weinberg first year Taishia Woods says that her emotions are split, similar to many other members of the ARMY.
I feel two ways. As a fan, selfishly, I'm so sad. I'm so sad. Since I kind of found them sort of late, I'm just now like getting caught up on all the inside jokes, all the things, you know, I can finally actively participate in the ARMY community and like now they're leaving. But honestly, like as a person, I know that this is something that was going to happen. It was inevitable. And it seems like they made this decision themselves. So they're really proud of, you know, serving their country and things like that.
First year Weinberg student Jamie Hong, who has been a BTS listener since summer of 2020, also feels that the members enlistment is necessary.
For me personally, I don't have like that strong of an opinion on it. Because it's something based on the government, there's nothing they can really do to prevent it. And I also know that there were a lot of things in place to hold off from them having to do their military service. They're trying to change some kind of law so that they wouldn't have to go. But I think it's definitely necessary.
The law Hong mentioned was passed by South Korea's parliament in 2020, and it granted service exceptions to socially important figures. The bill states that any citizen that, quote, greatly enhanced the image of Korea, both within the nation and throughout the world, unquote, is allowed to postpone service until age 30. The oldest member, Jin, will be approaching that age this winter, so the band agreed it would be best for all other members to simultaneously complete their terms. The announcement isn't just affecting the attitudes of fans, however. There are already indications of a potential economic fallout due to lost entertainment revenue. A 2019 report by the business department at Korea University showed that 3 BTS concerts in Seoul, the country's capital, netted an overall economic effect equivalent to $860 million United States dollars. Other reports forecasted that the group is worth $3.5 billion United States dollars to the country per year, and that figure has likely grown since then. This is all money that the country will lose by requiring the members to enlist, adding another perspective to the debate about whether or not they should serve. While fans are already looking forward to the band's return, some are unsure about the band's future. Hong thinks that while their music might still be popular, their fan base could weaken. And that's if the band is even interested in making music together upon their return.
I don't know if by the time that all of them are back, they're going to be interested in still making music together. People are going to age, and like I'm sure that the current generation that's into them, they're going to grow out of it. And it's going to be hard trying to get a newer audience in when they're not producing any music.
Wong and Woods, on the other hand, look forward to seeing what the group produces after 2025, believing that the ARMY will stay strong during the break.
I feel like at this point, I mean, as like a fan of them for probably like 6 years now, I relatively understand the bond that they have as a team and the bond that they have with their fans. And I feel it's not something a few years of like distance is going to sever. So I feel like in that case, I think they're motivated to come back as a group eventually and give more music to the fans.
I kind of hope that their music won't be exactly the same. I think there's something really beautiful about artists, like as they grow, their music grows with them. So like, it'd be kind of weird if we were listening to the same tracks they were making in 2020 and 2025. Personally, I like them for their skill set and for who they are as people and who they are as artists. So whether or not one song they produce is my personal type or not isn't going to make me like not be a fan anymore. So I'm just really excited to see them creating more music that they want to create, exploring new styles and stuff like that.
For now, fans are still listening to their favorite BTS songs.
It's Dionysus, and that song is amazing.
Making concert plans.
I haven't gone to a BTS concert yet. Before I die, you know, before I die, I have to go to at least one.
And finding community with fellow listeners at Northwestern and beyond.
There are people at Northwestern. It was really funny. I actually made a little group chat of us when we first came. It's just nice to have, you know, a group of people to talk about the things that you're interested in.
While millions of armies patiently wait for 2025, one thing is for sure, life goes on. For WNUR News, I'm Brandon Kondritz.